Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
A Husband's Guide to Supporting Intimacy and Connection by Lisa Welsh. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Lisa Welsh shares a husband's guide to support intimacy and connection after their wife's breast cancer treatment. When your partner has been through breast cancer, the journey of healing doesn't end with treatment. It continues quietly through the shifts in how she feels about her body, how she relates to touch, and how she experiences connection. As her husband, you may long to be close again, but feel unsure of how to approach intimacy without causing discomfort, or worse, pain. The good news, there is a way forward. You don't need to fix anything. You just need to show up with tenderness, patience, curiosity, and with the willingness to rewrite the rules together. Her body, her healing. Breast cancer doesn't just change the body. It can change the way she sees herself. Scars, fatigue, early menopause, weight changes, or loss of sensation may affect her sexual confidence. What once felt sexy might now feel foreign. And for some women, even being seen can feel vulnerable. Instead of avoiding her body, this is an opportunity to rediscover it on her terms. Ask what feels okay. Don't assume she wants to be touched the same way. Let her lead and remind her often she is still deeply desirable, not despite the changes, but with them. Emotional safety comes first. Before physical intimacy can feel safe, emotional connection needs to be reestablished. She may be carrying grief, anger, fear, or a deep sense of disconnection. Sometimes what she needs most is to be held without expectation. Sometimes she needs space. And sometimes she needs to cry. You don't need perfect words. A simple, "I'm here if you want to talk," or "I miss being close to you. How can I support you?" goes a long way. Let her know her feelings are welcome and that there's no rush. Intimacy isn't limited to intercourse. The most healing moments often come from slowing down and exploring new forms of closeness. This could be a warm bath, a foot rub, lying skin to skin, or sharing fantasies without needing to act on them. You might try pressure-free touch, where you explore closeness without it needing to lead anywhere. Pleasure doesn't have to mean performance. Just being present together is powerful. Talk about it, even if it's awkward. This part is hard, but essential. You may both be walking on eggshells, afraid to say the wrong thing. But silence creates distance. Gently open up space to share. What feels good now? What doesn't? What's missing? It's okay to admit vulnerability. Saying something like, "I want to connect, but I'm nervous I'll get it wrong," can invite her into a deeper, more honest kind of intimacy. Patience is sexy. Desire might not come rushing back. That's normal. Her body and heart may need time to recalibrate. But desire can be built through small, consistent gestures. Hand-holding, cuddling, flirting, sharing memories of your sex life, or sending a loving message in the middle of the day. Encourage her to reconnect with herself too. Some women find self-touch, gentle stretching, or mirror work helps them reclaim a sense of sensuality at their own pace. Your job isn't to push, it's to support. Know when to reach out. If intimacy feels stuck or emotionally charged, don't hesitate to seek help. A sex therapist or couples counselor can offer tools and guidance. Joining a support group for partners can help too. There's strength in saying, "We're doing our best and we could use some support." A love that grows deeper. This chapter of your relationship may look different than it did before, but that doesn't mean it's less meaningful. Intimacy evolves, bodies change, but connection is still possible. You don't have to get it perfect. You just have to be present.